Only thing I remember is we letting it up, you know, and that's been the consensus all season. You know, we get three good quarters, and in the fourth quarter we fall apart. And give credit to them. They made a lot of three-pointers that fourth quarter, but we got to be able to close out games better. And that's what we're going to work on this week in practice. Well, we got a game Sunday, but this next week we got to work on that. You know, trying to close stuff out, finish every play, finish every possession, because we know if we want to do something in the playoffs, that's what we're going to have to do.
On some occasions this year, starting games with an intensity has been the issue, but you certainly didn't have that today. You came out all guns blazing.
Definitely. You know, we playing with a little sense of urgency now. We know what time of the year it is. We know what we're playing for, and you know, we just have to come out like that for every minute of the game, 40 minutes. If it takes 45, 45. But we've been talking about that, and, you know, it showed today, but we still let it go in the fourth quarter. But the first three were pretty good.
Talk me through the defensive performance tonight, because, as you said, for three quarters, you know, you were solid there.
Definitely. We put an emphasis on our rotations this week in practice, making an extra rotation, even if it's far. You know, you got to do the things you don't want to do if you want to be a successful team. And I think we did those in the first three quarters really well. We had a couple breakdowns, but for the majority of the game, I think we did a pretty good job on defense.
Is it a measure of how good the Sharks can be if everything starts clicking?
I definitely think so. The team has a lot of talent. I think we're the deepest team in this league still. With us being in seventh place, I think we're the deepest team. We got a lot of guys that can come in and contribute, can score, can play defense. And I think that's a good recipe for, you know, winning things. And the playoffs has to be where we win. So we looking for that.
How much do you think you can progress now moving towards the playoffs? You've got a lot of home games coming up now. I think it's five or six now.
Yes.
You've got games against, you know, teams that are towards the bottom end of the table. Do you feel like you can go on a bit of a run now? Obviously, three back-to-back wins now.
We're not taking anybody lightly. Everybody in this league proved that, you know, you just can't show up and win. You know, you have to play, and you got to play your best, you know, and that's what we have to do if we want to, you know, do some great things to end the season off. We had a little rough spell in the middle of the season, beginning of the season, but, you know, we're trying to pick it up and get better and better every day.
What about your own performance tonight? 17 personal for you, 4 rebounds. What did you make of your evening?
Guys got me the ball in the right spots. Past few games, I just, you know, haven't been asserting myself. But the guys really helped me out, give me the ball, and, you know, in my rhythm. And, you know, I was able to make a couple shots, got some good screens, and, you know, put the ball in the basket for a change. I haven't been scoring too much, and, you know, it felt good to make a couple shots.
Is that something that you've been acutely aware of, you know, that you're last couple of games maybe haven't lived up to your own expectations?
Definitely. I mean, but the player that I am, I don't have to score to, you know, impact the game, and, you know, I don't really worry about that. But when I do get to score, you know, it helps. But I'm a game manager. You know, I can manage the game, get people in the right spots, where we need to be, what we need to run. So that's more of my job, you know. And since we brought in Mike Cook, he's helping us a lot offensively. You know, he gets his own shot. He can create his own shot, create for other guys. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to getting everybody rallying behind each other and going into this playoff push.
And now Mike's in. Now he's healthy. He's fitter. He's looking sharp. What difference has he made?
A big difference. You know, You can't just key in on a couple guys anymore. You know, it's one more guy that you got a game plan for. And when you have the game plan for people, it opens up a lot of other things for different guys to get little easy shots, like Zach, Colin, Nick. Nick has always been aggressive, so, you know, it really doesn't affect him too much. But, you know, he just helps our continuity on offense, and, you know, I think he's going to be a good help in this last stretch of the season.
Obviously, we've alluded to the game Sunday against Surrey. But, you know, there's a big one coming up next Friday night against Glasgow, if you're going to catch them for sixth.
We're not really worried about that right now. We'll worry about that next week. We got Surrey. They're a hungry, young team that's looking to just play hard. They play hard every game, you know, and if we overlook them, they can come in here and beat us on our home floor, you know. So we're not going to look to Glasgow next week. We're going to take one game at a time and see if we can get this game Sunday.